This is Fresh Air. Our critic at large, John Power, says there are so many interesting movies, shows, and books these days, he just doesn't get around to talking about them all. Now that 2016's ending, he wants to tell you about some things he loved this year but didn't get around to reviewing. Here's John.
It's the great pleasure of my work that I get to spend my days watching and reading. It's the great frustration that every year I'm haunted by all the terrific things I haven't talked about on Fresh Air. I call this collection of things my ghost file. And as 2016 comes to an end, I want to unhaunt myself by sharing six of my favorite ghosts. They range from the cosmic to the comic. Filmmaking doesn't come much more cosmically ambitious than Krzysztof Kieślowski's 1989 Decalogue, one of the towering cinematic achievements of the last half century, which was finally released on DVD and Blu-ray. Each of its 10-hour-long films takes place in an unlovely Polish housing block and tells a story that offers a modern look at one of the Ten Commandments. For instance, "Thou shalt not have other gods before me" centers on a man who worships science, then must confront personal tragedy in a world he believes to be godless. Brilliantly made and often shattering, Kieślowski's masterwork is about nothing less than the nature of morality and the human soul. The spiritual stakes are equally high in The Vegetarian by the South Korean novelist Han Gong. It tells the mesmerizing story of Yong Hae, a seemingly ordinary housewife who, after a disturbing dream, decides to quit eating meat. This decision sounds simple enough, but it unleashes crazy consequences in every direction, shattering her family, offending the patriarchy, inspiring an erotic film, and driving Yong Hae to seek to transcend her own flesh and blood body. When I tried to review The Vegetarian back in January, this unsettling fever dream of a novel was so simple and yet so surreal, I couldn't figure out how to do it justice without spoiling it. Since then, Gong and her book went on to win the Man Booker International Prize. And rightly so. This is one novel you won't forget. You find an alienated heroine of a very different sort in Fleabag, a salaciously funny, strangely touching British TV series available on Amazon. Written by and starring the lanky, lovely Phoebe Waller-Bridge, the show centers on a wisecracking cafe owner called Fleabag, who struggles with being young and single in London. Fleabag's messy life includes her floundering business, her headlong bedhopping, her Machiavellian stepmother, her hyper-successful sister, and making things even trickier, her own desire to be a good feminist. Here, late in a miserable night, the despondent Fleabag bangs on the front door of her father, an emotionally distant man, played by Bill Paterson.
All right, Dad?
What's going on?
Oh, I'm absolutely fine.
Okay.
I just,
Yeah?
That's nothing. It doesn't. It's...
You know, it's nearly 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I have a horrible feeling that I'm a greedy, perverted, selfish, apathetic, cynical, depraved, morally bankrupt woman who can't even call herself a feminist.
Spiky and smart, Fleabag works cultural terrain first staked out by Lena Dunham's Girls. But Waller-Bridge takes the conflicting pressures of modern womanhood in a direction all her own. So does Search Party from TBS, which is one of the year's best new shows. It stars Arrested Development's wonderful curly-haired Aaliyah Shawkat as Dory, a dazed post-collegiate Brooklynite with a lousy job, vacuously self-absorbed friends, and a boyfriend so annoying you want to clobber him. Likeable but lost, Dory doesn't know what she wants. But when she spots a poster about a college classmate who's gone missing, she grows obsessed with finding her, although it's pretty clear she's actually searching for herself. Even as it sympathetically follows Dory's quest, the show offers a funny, bracingly nasty portrait of our narcissistic culture, in which direct human feeling is replaced by snark, social media, and iPhone photos of strangers fighting on the street. Still, Fleabag and Search Party seem benign compared to the addictive mystery and suspense novels of Margaret Millar, who died in 1994. 9 of her best books are included in the first 2 volumes of Collected Millar from the Soho Syndicate, and boy is she good. Millar's mysteries are filled with clever twists, yet what makes them special is her surgical approach to her characters' inner lives. She's got an eagle eye for the juicy stuff lots of mystery writers still ignore: questions of class, status, sexual desire, and the difficult position of women. This last was something she knew about firsthand. Millar's work was long overshadowed by that of her husband, detective novelist Ross Macdonald. In fact, her best novels, like 1955's Beast in View, have a ferocious edge that make him look rather tame. After so much darkness and alienation, I'm delighted to end by talking about Aquarius, the life-affirming new film by the superb Brazilian filmmaker Kleber Mendonça Filho that's currently playing around the country. Brazil's legendary Sônia Braga plays Clara, a widowed music writer who's the last remaining resident of a gorgeous old apartment building along the beach. A racist young real estate guy wants to replace it with a bigger one, but Clara refuses to sell. Aquarius is a movie about history and politics and how we deal with passing time. What brings it alive is Clara, who in Braga's deeply lived-in performance becomes something miraculous in today's movies. A woman in her mid-60s who's portrayed in all her rich, complicated fullness. We see her go out to clubs with her girlfriends, admit her maternal failings to her grown-up kids, drink wine and dance in her living room, make love with a handsome young boy toy, and fight the money men and politicos who want to chase her from her home. Aquarius may conclude my ghost file, but Clara is anything but a ghost. She's the most alive person in a movie positively brimming with life.
John Powers is TV and film critic for Vogue and Vogue.com. You can find his Ghost File for 2016 on our website, freshair.npr.org. In 2011, the CDC declared a prescription drug epidemic, the result of doctors over-prescribing painkillers to patients. On tomorrow's show, we talk with Dr. Anna Lemke about her new book, Drug Dealer MD. It's about how well-meaning doctors can prescribe pills that killed their patients, and how patients can become addicted to pills meant to save their lives. Hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Roberta Shorrock is our senior producer. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. John Sheehan directed the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.